We are going to be joined now by trainer Brad Cox. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Jude. How you doing?
Good. How'd you sleep last night?
Really well. Long day yesterday.
Long day, but fun day, huh? How's it to break a track record and drop it by so many points?
Well, she's a talented filly, but, you know, it was an amazing performance. Very, very proud of that filly. She's very talented, and she put it together yesterday and ran a tremendous race.
Yeah, that was just something beautiful to watch. If you like fast horses, Kofife is a very fast horse, and she took it to him yesterday. A very impressive win, and it looks like a lot of blue sky for her on the horizon, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. She looked great this morning. She looked great yesterday afternoon after the race. And, you know, when they run that fast, you always got to, I guess, be a little concerned with how they're going to look the next day or what it's going to take out of them. But, you know, honestly, she looked amazing this morning. Walked her for 25, 30 minutes and then grazed her for another half hour or so, and she really seemed to bounce out of the race in good order. So very pleased with the way she looked this morning.
That's great. That's the best news you can have. It's always touch and go. You're right. The faster the horse, the more you got to worry about him. That's for sure. You did a great thing in the Black Eyed Susan. Eulalie really made a step forward and looked for a minute like she was going to win the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, we thought she would, you know, like the mile and an eighth. You know, on figures, I kind of thought she was a step below. We had to maybe do something to close the gap. And I thought Joelle did a fantastic job. You know, she broke well. She was down on the inside. She broke well. He saved every inch of ground. Gave her a tremendous ride. And, she really showed some heart and determination to battle back and, you know, just nearly defeated. But a huge effort and very, very proud of that filly and what she was able to do yesterday with, obviously adding to her value with the graded placing. And Mr. Dobson owns the family as well. So a big update on some pages for his broodmare band.
Yeah, that's great. She ran a terrific race. And then in the 13th, the Allaire DuPont Distaff, you won that one too. I mean, geez, that's fantastic. What a day.
Yeah, this is a nice filly. We thought a lot of her. It took us a while to get her to the races. She just started racing last summer at Ellis Park, and she's a really nice filly. She had a setback as a two-year-old, and we give her all the time she needed, and she came back, and she's, you know, once again, Mr. Sather owns the mare, and it was a big, update for his mare as well, and her, this filly being by Curlin, obviously, residual is much more, you know, she's worth a lot more today than she was yesterday this time, so. Very nice filly, and Louie once again did a good job, you know, as far as the trip she received, and really had to fight hard to get there, and she showed some determination and grit, and a very nice filly.
Well, you can see you have a way with the ladies, and you bring these fillies and mares along slowly and run them through their conditions, kind of Shug McGahee style as you move forward to the stakes, and it's obviously paid off for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's with these fillies and with them having pedigree, that's the goal, is to get black type, graded black type and make them stake winners. So, I felt like we got a lot accomplished yesterday with these fillies we ran at Pimlico, and, hopefully, we'll have some luck today with the Colts and the Preakness.
Yeah, well, that's a great way to start, and got to give you and your crew a lot of confidence going into the Preakness. You've got, two fantastic entrants, and it looks like you have a big shot. Let's talk about Owendale first. He won the Lexington Stakes at Keeneland. I was in a handicapping contest that day and bet $100 to win on him, and was richly rewarded. It catapulted me up to almost in contention. But I have a soft spot in my heart for him. He ran huge that day. Got a great ride from Giroux as well. Talk a little bit about him and how he's coming into the race.
Fantastic. I mean, his couple works leading up to the Lexington were phenomenal. He just needed that time between the Risen Star and the Lexington. But his works have been phenomenal leading into the Lexington, and, more of the same leading up to the Preakness. So I feel like the spacing's good, the time. He's really just blossom, moving forward and just all the things you want to see in a horse, as far as, you know, just the way he's traveling, his works, and I expect a big effort out of him. With his running style, I think you have to have, you know, you have to have some luck. You know, obviously he's not going to be on the lead or anything or super, super close. So I think he's going to have some things develop in front. And, you know, with that being said, you know, we'll see what happens. It's ultimately be up to Florent. I thought his race in Lexington was super impressive. You know, they weren't going that fast. He had just a horse or two beat going up the backside. Honestly, when they turned up the backside, I said, well, this is not where we want to be. But when Florent pushed the button, he responded well and, you know, put in a really nice run around the turn. And it was a very, very, very nice performance. And if he can duplicate that, he will be in the mix, you know, at the end of the race.
Yeah, well, he's got such a nifty pedigree into Mischief out of a Bernardini mare. Very versatile and can do a lot of things, those both sides of the family there. And it was a spectacular run. I mean, he just looked like, wow, I'm just going to blow these horses away. I mean, that run he made on the turn was really something to look at. So even though you've got him in and he's doing well and looks good, you decided kind of last minute to put in Warrior's Charge, and he looks like he might be the speed of the race. Talk about him a minute.
Yeah, he very well could be the speed of the race. And this horse is this is a tough horse. This horse is I like this horse a lot. You know, I mean, just being honest, I mean, I think the mile and a 3/16, it's a little bit of a question mark, but this horse will run a big race. He is doing extremely, extremely well. And he to say he's got his game face on, we took him over and schooled him yesterday, and he's ready to run. If he can get the distance, he's going to be very, very tough to catch. And once again, he doesn't have to be on the lead, but I just think naturally his where he's going to be comfortable, where he's going to hit his best stride is probably going to be, you know, obviously very close. And you know, ultimately, that'll be up to Javier as to where to place him.
Yeah.
He's a pilot. Put 100% trust in him, and I'm expecting a big effort out of this horse today. I really like what I'm seeing. I like what I was seeing, and even since I've got the Baltimore, I mean, even more. I mean, he's really doing well and touting himself.
A lot of horses seem to pick it up when they get to Pimlico. I don't know why that is, but I covered that race for enough years in person to realize that some horses really get to that track and it's like they get rejuvenated. They pick it up a step. Is that the way he's been?
Yeah, absolutely. Both of these really have. I mean, you know, honestly, it's funny you said that. I was walking down the horse path the other day with one of them, and I thought, you know, anytime a horse goes to a new place, a new environment, you know, there's a lot for them to look at. A lot, and you know, obviously here at Pimlico, there are a lot of tents in the infield. Obviously, either one of my colts had been here before, so. You know, whenever a horse is in a new environment, I think they tend to, you know, pick their ears up a little more and look around and check things out and just kind of, you know, puts a little pep in their step, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, well, he certainly come around his last two starts, and it seems like being on the lead absolutely suits him, and I think he can do that today. The only guy that probably had a better day than you yesterday was Javier Castellano, so you got the right rider too.
Yeah, I told Louie after he won with My Lady Curlin, I said, man, you can't let Javier win them all. he had a heck of a day, and, you know, he's, you know, I'm very, very happy we ended up with him in the Preakness, and, you know, he's got a hot hand. Hopefully it rolls over into today.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, too, when you have, you know, an entry, albeit out-coupled in the race, you have a speed horse and a closer, so they're not going to fight with one another.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, when Marshall Graham presented the idea of the Preakness, you know, as far as a trainer goes, I mean, it wasn't going to change what I did with him as far as training for the Black Eyed Sioux, or not the Black Eyed, I'm sorry, Sir Barton or the Preakness. And just thought, you know, ultimately I left it up to those guys, you know, they're the owners, and it's, you know, they you know, supported me for a long time. So if they want to take that shot, let's, you know, give this horse an opportunity. And, you know, I feel like they feel, and I do as well, there's a tremendous upside if he can, you know, be right there at the end. But he's a nice horse. And, you know, Marshall did say, you know, it's not as if he'll get in Owendell's way. So, you know, if anything, it may help his cause. But, you know, someone asked me yesterday or a couple of days ago, like, was he a rabbit? I was like, I don't think anyone's going to, from another stable, is going to put up $150,000 to, you know, help another client out with with trying to win the Preakness. So he's not a rabbit. We think he's a legit horse. And for him to run the two races back-to-back in 28 days showed that he's a real horse. Like I said earlier, it's just a little bit of a question mark with the distance. But, you know, this track played the way he probably needs it to be playing yesterday. We'll see what happens today with the track.
Yeah, well, his numbers keep getting better, and he's really coming around at the right time, as people like to say. So I think he's got a big shot. You've been doing so well this whole year and last year too. What do you attribute it to? Is it just a lot of good horses, or what's made the difference in your stable?
Good horses and help. And I'm going to put help number one. I mean, just like I was telling my wife the other night, like, you know, we've got four assistants, and I mean, they're unbelievable. All these guys that we have in place are just at each location, are just where we just, it's a great team we have in place, and it works really well. I mean, these guys have been with me, some of them as long as 9-10 years, and, four or five years. All these guys have been with us a long time. It's a total team effort. And, you know, I can't say one over the other, but, you know, obviously good horses and talented horses, and, you know, very thankful for, the opportunities, great clients that allow us to, you know, not only run horses where they belong and compete, but to give them time when they need it. When horses aren't quite moving the way we like, you know, send them out, have them evaluated, and, you know, just give them time, let them drop their head and pick grass when need be. But I think that's the biggest thing is, without a doubt, help and talent and clientele that's, trusting us with the talented horses.
Yeah, the help is so key, and the longevity of the help. There's nothing better than having a staff that's been with you for a long time, you know, because they know what you want. They know what you expect. It becomes almost automatic, you know, how everything runs, and it just is such a pleasure. It takes so much pressure off the trainer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, yeah, when you get so many horses, it basically comes down to just, you know, good quality help and, you know, guys you can trust. And, you know, I think my guys are all aware that, you know, never really get upset with anyone. You know, it's just, just tell me the truth, and, you know, we're all on the same page, and it really works out well.
Yeah, well, the proof is in the results. I mean, there's not too many trainers' names I circle on my past performances, but yours is one of them. And your horses are always alive. They may not always win, but they're always alive. So congratulations on a job well done. Good luck today. And we really appreciate you taking the time on what has to be a really busy morning for you.
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for having me on, and good luck today.